From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The Brazilian Senate votes to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The Brazilian lawmakers decided Thursday to begin a process of trying Rousseff on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
Quando uma presidente eleita é cassada sob acusação.
In a speech to supporters, the 68-year-old leftist accused her opponents of sabotaging her government and staging a coup. Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, will act as Brazil's interim president as the impeachment process moves forward. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and the Republican U.S. Speaker of the House have made an attempt to heal bitter divisions in their party. Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan expressed optimism about unity in a joint statement issued after meeting Thursday in Washington, their first get-together since the start of the current presidential election campaign. Ryan said last week that he just wasn't ready to endorse Trump's anti-establishment presidential bid. But on Thursday, the House Speaker said the seeds of unity had been planted.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
Well, anti-Trump protesters demonstrated outside the Republican National Committee headquarters where the two men met, shouting slogans accusing Trump of being a racist. You're listening to VOA News.